Yeah, Mike.
One of the major objectives that the incoming administration has talked frequently about is restoring America's moral standing in the world. And many of the allies of the new president, and I believe the president-elect himself, have talked about how the damage that Gitmo, that harsh interrogation tactics that they consider torture, how going to war in Iraq without a UN mandate have damaged America's moral standing in the world.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, basically, what is your reaction to that? Do you think that is something that that the next president needs to worry about?
I strongly disagree with the assessment that our moral standing has been damaged. It may be damaged amongst some of the elite, but people still understand America stands for freedom, that America is a country that provides such great hope. You go to Africa, you ask Africans about Americans' generosity and compassion. Go to India and ask about, you know, America's, their view of America. Go to China and ask. Now, no question, parts of Europe have said that we shouldn't have gone to war in Iraq without a mandate, but those are a few countries. Most countries in Europe listen to what 1441 said, which is disclose, disarm, or face serious consequences. Most people take those words seriously. Now, some countries didn't, and even though they might have voted for the resolution, I disagree with this assessment that, you know, people view America in a dim light. I just don't agree with that. And I understand that Gitmo has created controversies, but when it came time for those countries that were criticizing America to take some of those detainees, they weren't willing to help out. So, you know, I just disagree with the assessment, Mike. I tell people, yeah, you can try to be popular. In certain quarters in Europe, you can be popular by blaming every Middle Eastern problem on Israel. Or you could be popular by joining the International Criminal Court. Or I guess I could have been popular by accepting Kyoto, which I felt was a flawed treaty, and proposed something different and more constructive. And in terms of the decisions that I have made to protect the homeland, I wouldn't worry about popularity. What I would worry about is the Constitution of the United States and putting plans in place that makes it easier to find out what the enemy is thinking. Because all these debates will matter not if there's another attack on the homeland. The question won't be, you know, were you critical of this plan or not? The question is, why didn't you do something? Do you remember what it was like right after September the 11th around here? In press conferences and opinion pieces and in stories that sometimes were news stories and sometimes opinion pieces. People were saying, how come they didn't see it? How come they didn't connect the dots? Do you remember what the environment was like in Washington? I do. When people were hauled up in front of Congress and members of Congress were asking questions about how come you didn't know this, that, or the other, and then we start putting, you know, policy in place, legal policy in place to connect the dots, and all of a sudden people were saying, how come you're connecting the dots? And so, Mike, you know, I've heard all that. I've heard all that. My view is that most people around the world, they respect America. And some of them doesn't like me. I understand that. Some of the writers and the, you know, opiners and all that, that's fine. That's part of the deal. But I'm more concerned about the country and our how people view the United States of America. They view us as strong, compassionate people who care deeply about the universality of freedom.